skeptical that he could beat Susan Collins, even if he didn't have these troubles. Really skeptical. I mean, she's a long-term incumbent. I think she's sort of like she hits the sweet spot for Mainers, I think. But, you know, if any Mainers are out there, chime in with if I'm wrong. But, okay, but basically, you know, he's a vet. He had PTSD. He obviously, he's a lobsterman. He drinks a lot or drank a lot. I don't know if he still does. Apparently, he has a tat that has like the Totenkopf, which is the sort of the SS, the head part of the SS, but I don't think the bones part. I don't know. I haven't seen the tattoo. He claimed he didn't know what it was, that he was just like on a wild rage on the town, had no idea. I'm like, we all know what that is, right? You've seen Inglourious Basterds. You know what that is. He also, but basically, you know, he's said a bunch of intemperate shit, hell, so have I. You know, but basically the Democrats are in a pickle. Do they stick with their under assault, probably Me Too problematic, possibly not at one point Nazi symbolism adjacent, but populist making waves in Maine candidate? Or do they throw him under the bus, Thomas Eagleston in 1972 style, and, you know, try to see if they can salvage this and just run someone, knowing that they're certainly going to lose?